Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, audience. Today is Tuesday, October 23rd, and this is today's edition of Power to Be You on Blog Talk Radio. Our number for you to call in and contact is 646-716-8620. And I am Sandra Bueno. I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the creator of the Power to Be You brand. This show is made primarily to empower you, to bring about awareness and distinctions that can make a difference in your life. On Thursday's segment, we have a one-hour show whereby we present a speaker, a leader, a coach, a life coach, or a contributor who, with experience and expertise, will be able to share with you a life journey and the equivalent of distinctions that have made differences in their lives, and now they can come and turn around and assist you and bring an awareness and empowerment that you might otherwise not have been privy to. So without taking more of this introductory time away from our half an hour show, I'd like to pick up from where we left off last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, I spoke to you about empowerment through the wheel of life, which brings about clarity into how you see your day unfolding, onto how you see your life from an angle of balance, where you look at your life and you say, well, what is important to me? What are the priorities that I have from day to day? And am I really fulfilling those needs? Am I occupying myself with those actions and decisions that will help me to go forward? Or am I, at the end of the day, feeling frustrated and unfulfilled because simply my day has been more about being busy and doing the mundane activities that take our time away, but at the end of the day really do not amount to a great deal of power? For those of you who did not listen to last week's show, the Wheel of Life simply is a drawing where you take a circle on a piece of paper, you dissect it into 8 segments, similar to a pizza, and each wedge becomes an area of your life, whether it be your spirit, your career, your family, your relationships, your finances, your relationships with close friends or with family members, or your amorous relationship, your destiny, in essence, anything and everything that you can look at and say, this is important to me. It is important that I fulfill specific goals in these areas. And without you being aware of what each area is, you will not really realize when you are not meeting those needs. So with this light, with this wheel of life, you're able to look and determine where you are coming off short, and then you're able to say, well, this is the areas that need more of my attention and awareness, and I'm going to become intentional in pursuing activity that will direct me in the direction of achieving more. So once again, just look at that wheel of life, dissect it, and measure yourself. The middle is 0. The outside of the wheel is 100. Measure yourself from 0 to 100, where you're standing, and then just connect the dots. Connect with a line going across, and at the end of this entire circle, you're going to end up having an inner diagram, which will not look like a circle. It'll actually look like a jagged form of some sort. And this is it's a parallel or a metaphor to how you're living your life day to day. So taking this further, what I'd like to speak about today is that whatever you are doing it because it is fulfilling a need in your life. And whether you are fulfilling that need with positive decisions or you're fulfilling it with negative outcomes, you're still fulfilling a need. Otherwise, you would not be doing what you're doing. And this is where you really, truly need to be intentional and be very direct in how you look at your life, and you really determine, wait, is this what I want? Is this how I want to spend the rest of my days? Is this what I want to be when I turn 80? And without you taking that accountability for yourself and measuring, you're not going to be able to make any strides moving forward. What you will do is continuously go on a downward spiral and just feel more and more lethargic and feel more and more saddened by the fact that you're not living the life that you want to live and that you are not having the results that you want to have. And what this brings you into now is areas of being where you experience a lot more pain. So what we're trying to do here is to get you to recognize and realize where you are so that you can move forward. And today what I'd like to say is that there are human needs that we are meeting, and there are 6 human needs through the human need psychology. You will understand why you do what you do, and you will understand what you must do in order to change the results that you are getting. So to begin, in a very simple format, I'm going to explain to you 6 areas of your life that you are working on constantly. And based on what you're getting, your needs are being met. So whether the outcome is positive for you or negative, your needs at the end of the day are being met. The first one is your need for certainty. And your need for certainty stems from your need to feel safe, to have a roof over your head, to meet your basic needs. This is an area in your life where you have control. This is an area in your life where you say, well, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to get, and this is what I'm going to have. And all of these, you can actually take a person that you know and affix a face to these areas. And when you think of a person that's highly in need of being in control, who cannot accept spontaneity, who always needs to know the what, the when, the how, the why, the how much, the how many, who with the wind blowing immediately changes their focus or is unable to respond in a spontaneous, flexible way, this person is always meeting that need for certainty. So with certainty, you can definitely understand that these people tend to live in an existence where if things don't go their way or things that are out of their control, which in essence is pretty much everything outside of how they see things, their life is filled with a lot of anguish, a lot of stress, a lot of strain, a lot of anxiety, a lot of anger because people are always the ones that are doing them wrong. So we can go on and continue with this, but what I want you to get is that number one need is your need for certainty. Now the second need, because we always need balance, is your need for uncertainty. With uncertainty, there is change. With uncertainty, there is variation. With uncertainty, there's excitement. This is an area in your life where you are able to try things out, where you are able to be curious, where you are able to figure out something different that you might have not been used to. Now, with meeting uncertainty, many people will go from one side to another side. With uncertainty, some people might want to try different foods, different countries, different languages, a variation of things. Let's try something new. Let's go here. Why do we always have to do the same thing? So you have to figure it out. How far is this need directing your life? Or just if you are not that type of person that really relies or that wants to have uncertainty in their lives, how much is your desire to remove yourself away from there? directing what you do. Now, the third need is significance. We all need to know that we are significant, that we are valued, that we have some degree of worth. And if someone does not give it to us, then we seek it, whether through positive means or negative activity. We either look for attention, we create attention from others, we demand attention. Some of us will join groups. Some of us will go and become part of a project, because now we are belonging. Now we are moving forward with significance. Some people will go and marry a specific type of person, or wear specific type of clothes, or drive specific type of cars. Look at someone who drives a Humvee versus someone who drives a Hyundai. If you look at that person and you say, well, let's look at who has a higher need for significance, at first glance, you probably say the person with the Humvee. But then again, you don't know. You have to go and speak to the person further and see where they see themselves. They might say, well, I value my life and I value safety. And I value quality. It's not a matter of significance, it's just a matter of certainty for them. Now, a person that has a Hyundai, maybe this is their choice. They don't want to go and spend $60,000, $80,000 on a car. They'd rather have a vehicle that they know it's going to get them from point A to point B and without a big hassle, and it's a local car, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. Or maybe they're angry because they're driving this car, and they're angry because they see someone else on a Humvee. So this is where you can actually look at things and say, well, you know, what is driving this person to behave this way or to choose this thing or to act in this way? You know, a lot of it comes down to our personal relationships. When we're dealing with someone and we step on their toes, so to say. You know, when you move someone out of their comfort zone, or when you move into someone's space and they react in a defensive way, you ask yourself, well, why? Did all of a sudden you interfere with what they wanted to create for themselves, with the image they had? You know, people that get upset with little things. For a long time, I worked as a flight attendant prior to me getting injured. And I remember going into the aircraft where you would see flight attendants that worked for years, I would say 40 years, and that would work in the galley area. This is the kitchen area. And there were a few specific flight attendants who just were unable to relinquish that control, and they wanted to have control of everything, ranging from where you would put the cups to where you would put a sugar pack. Now, most people would look at that situation and that scenario and really be turned off and kind of, you know, make a comment on what, you know, what's with them. And come on, get real. But if you really went and studied a little bit further, you got to understand that perhaps for some of those people, that's all they had, because they've devoted their lives to the job. And all of a sudden, at the end of the day, this is the only area in their lives where they had control. They were significant because they were the person that had control of that galley. They were the ones that determined when, how, and at what time, and with what the rest of the crew was going to go out and deliver their service. So we were basically at that person's disposition. Significance right there. Now, to continue going further, the fourth area is love and connection. With love and connection, this is love and connection towards ourselves, towards others. And when you look at people who are hurt, who've been through accidents and who have injuries and challenges, sometimes people tend to use these challenges and incidents to connect to other people, to connect to people by sympathy, empathy, to connect simply because they've been there too. I have a lot of these experiences in my path as well, because I had a very close person in my life for a long time use a state of being as a trophy. Well, this is what I am, and as a label. Well, this is who I am, this is what I have, and therefore I am proud to with, you know, but for how long do you live in that pain? For how long do you want to make this be your reality? You know, you can't be living every single day of your life reliving the pain, because every single day of your life that you relive your pain, you're making that pain even worse. And you're ingraining it. You're affirming it. And it slowly chips away at who you are, at your integrity, at your self-value, at your self-worth, at those possible dreams that are there waiting for you to let out. That every time you come in and you add that pain that you once had, and that pain that you had 20 years ago or 10 years ago or a year ago, or of those people that hurt you and injure you, all you're doing is... So why not choose something different? Why not choose to empower yourself? You know, love and connection is tough, because people will always, we always need to have someone to love us. And this is why I say that it's a lot of our issues come and really stem from this one point, which originates in the first relationship we ever experience, which is the relationship of complete acceptance and love. And that comes from our parents, from our mom, from our mothers. And this is such an important area. This is such an area that we can, this is something that is forever. Because when you look at people and you look outside and you look at your own life and you look at the relationship you've had with your mother, you're going to be able to make assessments as to why you feel the way that you feel, as to why you react the way that you react, as to why you treat others in the way that you do. Unless you make a decisive decision to be who you are based on who you want to be, you will always try to be someone that you're not based on those people around you, specifically your mother, because we always look for that approval. And also, it's not until you hit a certain age that you'll finally say, you know what, it would be lovely to have my mother's approval. I would love it, but I cannot. If she doesn't approve, well, I got to continue. In all respect, I love her, but I need to continue moving forward. So, love and connection. Now, the next section, and to say to you that those four needs are the needs that are physical. The next two needs are the ones that are more on the spiritual level. The fifth need is growth. As humans, we were built to grow. We were built to evolve. We were built to move forward, to create, to generate. Without growth, we die. Without growth, we wilt. This is what's happening to a lot of our society. Look at the people who sit day after day, who watch TV, who don't get out, who all they do is look around themselves. What fills their head? We have more than 50,000 thoughts a day. What thoughts go through their mind? You know, the people that don't have anyone around them, or the people who are handicapped and who sit on their porch alone, wondering or looking outside, maybe at a, you know, at a road, or maybe at another house, or God knows where they are. Now, it's not for us to feel pity, but it's for us to feel empathy and say, where can we make a distinction? Where can we make a difference? And we can't make a difference for them, then let's make a difference for ourselves. Let's be part of the solution, not part of the problem. There are many books. There's the internet. There are libraries. You don't even need to leave your home to have a different life. But it's all based on your mindset. It's all based on what you're bringing in. It's all based on what you want. We can go into history and look at people who have overcome major adversities, major handicaps, major accidents and incidents, scandals, and they've done it through the power of moving forward, picking up again, rising, not allowing themselves to be defeated by the present circumstances. Today I heard America loves a comeback story. We love it. That's where the hero rises. When a person who falls is able to stand up. You know, when you fall, what can you do? Sit there and cry or just get up and be like, okay, well, let me walk. Let me move. You know, it's all up to us. It's all up to you. It's all up to you to say, hey, this doesn't have to be my life. This doesn't have to be the way it is. And, you know, to give you a little bit of a clue, there is a gift in whatever is happening in your life, even if it's negative. Because that gift is, it's a reaction that's coming to decisions and your choices. It's an outcome that's presented to you. And with that outcome comes an invitation for you to do something about it, for you to study yourself better, for you to give something different, for you to step it up a notch. It's when you refuse to do something that you become a victim. And when you refuse to do something with it, that's when you give your power away. Why? Because of fear, which is the primary motivating force of why we do what we do or not. Always is we are either moving toward pleasure or running away from pain. Whenever you make decisions, you're going to say, well, what is better? Should I do this? Which is going to cost me more? Which can I get away with and still enjoy? You know, that's why a lot of us go down paths in life that aren't necessarily conducive and are not necessarily benefiting until the pain gets to be so evident that we realize, well, you know what, I'm going to have to make a decision and a distinction here because I'm going down. And I will tell you that one of those areas is the financial area. When you go through an early part of life spending the money you don't have, using credit cards, doing a lot of different things, not worrying and not thinking, and finally it catches up. And when it catches up, it's hell. I think a lot of you might be able to say, yeah, I agree. So growth is a major factor, which we must, though you meet that seem to not care about their lives and where they're going, it's usually because somewhere in their past life, when they were growing up or when they had the dreams in their mind's eye and in their hearts, somebody came or something happened to them that cinched that dream and that took that dream away, or that at least covered that dream with a lot of mud. But as an adult, you're able to say, you know what? My dream is still there. The seeds are still there. The seeds are there. You just have to take them out. And when you choose to take them out, that's up to you. But, you know, when will now be a good time? That's one of the best phrases I've learned from my mentor. When would now be a good time? I know for sure I've made a contract with myself to say, I don't want that last breath of my life to be one of regret. Don't let the last breath of your life be the one where you wished you had done, where you wished you had spoken up, where you wish you had attempted, or where you wish you had said, I love you, or where you wished you would have been so afraid or weak or fearful or embarrassed. Move forward in the direction of your dreams and do it with boldness, even if it bites you, even if it hurts, because that's when we have significance in our lives. And we're moving forward and we're sweating and we're toiling and we're hurting, but we're hurting because it's the right, for the right reason. That's when we gain self-respect. That's when we gain power for ourselves and integrity. That's where we're able to say, you know what, I am here, I've been there, I'm doing, I am that. And all that comes with the energy that you're driving forth. It's decision and action that creates your situation. You must decide, and then you must act upon it. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get it perfect to get it right. Move forward. Start doing it. Get help. Ask for it. Don't let your mind convince you that you can't do it. Because when you give in to that thought, that's when you are robbed of the magic within you. Now, to close, the last of the human need, to recap, certainty, first. Second, uncertainty. Third, significance. Fourth, loving connection. Growth. Last, and the one that I hold dear to my heart, is contribution. This is when you're growing out of yourself and you put yourself at a higher level. This is where your life means less than the life of another. This is where your comfort is not as important as you being able to create comfort for another person, even if it means the comfort of a look or a smile or just a word of encouragement. This is an area in our lives where we have every single day an available opportunity to contribute to someone else, to someone else's life, to someone else's growth, future. This is what drives me. This is what pains me. Because this is where I say, I want to make a difference, and I want to make a difference in not just one life. We should be content with one life. They say all it takes is one life to go to heaven. But why stop at one? Why not always continue? Why not live a life where we're not living just for our own growth? Why not do it with that pushing us forward? Because that's when we pick up. That's when we fall and we get up again. Because we'll do a lot more for others than we'll do for ourselves. But when we have someone else that depends on us or needs us or who's not as strong as we are, this is when you stand up and you say, I have to do it for them. And this is when you can finish off and thank God for having given you the strength to move forward, to be someone bigger. So in closing now, I'm going to say, move in the direction of your dreams by being true to yourself. Go forward without being afraid, because fear will rob you. Fear will rob you of your dream, and that dream belongs to you and you alone. You know how it's going to come out. This is Sandra Bueno with Live and Learn Enterprises and Power to Be You. Be here Thursday at 2:00, 1-hour show. See you then.